Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday the 13th. Ooh, scary day, huh? Excuse me. I don't really believe in all of that stuff. But anyway, happy Friday, Friday the 13th to you. We're continuing into this series, the six-part series, on embracing the age of mobility. This is part three. Part one, we kind of talked a little bit about the pros and cons, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Part two, we talked about why organizations must proactively address the threat of mobile security. Excuse me. In part three, we want to talk about how to create these policies that we've been talking about and how to look at an MDM tool that could help you. You know, they talk about practicing safe sex. I'm going to talk about practicing safe BYOD. Always have protection, if you will. No matter how you look at it, no matter what blog or magazine read these days, it seems like everything is talking about today's increasingly mobile workforce and the BYOD movement, you know, bring your own device. We live in an exciting time when work can be done at any time from any place, anywhere. Employees love that fact that they can actually work get work done on their iPad as they sit poolside sipping pina colada or, you know, getting ready to go to a meeting in an airport. Employees are always working these days, it seems. That's a good thing for businesses. I don't know how good it is for employees. They never leave their work, but businesses are benefiting from mobility. You know, businesses love the cost of savings along with the happier and more productive employees that they're noticing. But meanwhile, customers and clients take note that their emails are commonly answered outside of traditional work hours with a sent from my iPhone tagline at the bottom or my Droid or whatever the case may be. You know, like anything else related to business technology, there are naysayers who are quick to warn that a more mobile and dispersed workforce also means increased security risk. Do they have a point? Well, it turns out there are so many very legitimate concerns, but nothing that can be minimized, if not altogether eradicated, with the practice of a safe BYOD policy. I'm going to give you a few suggestions here on this call today, and we have the chat working this on Blog Talk now. We got that squared away. So if you want to chat with me, that's fine. I don't know if we have time to take any calls because, excuse me, this is such a short show. It's only 30 minutes. But let me give you a couple of suggestions here. You know, you want to, first of all, create a mobile device security policy within your organization. A lot of IT people write policies. They send them out. The problem that they have is getting upper management to buy into them. Because upper management, in many cases, sees a new policy as a threat to the corporate culture and is just going to make everybody upset. Well, you have to weigh out whether you want how to balance people being upset in your organization versus shareholders and customers being upset for data breaches. There is a balance that you can do, though. You know, creating a mobile policy, you know, a comprehensive mobile security policy is critical. This policy must cover everything from the type of devices allowed to how and where data and files are edited, saved, and shared. You know, small businesses have an issue of just running by the seat of their pants. But if you're a small business, if you have 100 employees or less, you are the biggest target to an attacker. They use your organization to jump or leapfrog to a larger organization because they know that you're not going to be as tight on security as the larger businesses. But that's going to turn around and bite a lot of SMBs in the back here if they don't start to take it more seriously, because those larger companies are going to start finding out who the host was to a parasite, if you will, and they're going to sue you. They're going to take you out, whatever the case may be. So I actually hate with a passion businesses that are nonchalant about security, because it's selfish. You know, at some point in time, it's going to affect the economy in a mighty, mighty way. What are you going to say when that selfish attitude of yours hurts somebody else? You know, it's not just you that's out there on the internet. But, of course, if you've been listening to me, you know I have an issue with the actual internet anyway. It's toxic. But that's beside the point. It is the device. It is the tool that of choice right now. And so we do need to protect it as much as possible. So creating a mobile device security policy is a first step. You know, combining this policy with a sound mobile strategy also is your best bet to integrate a BYOD strategy into your workplace with minimal consequences. Go out today in your organization and look around and see how many people are on their desktops or laptops, and see how many people are on their phones or tablets. You know, someone may go to the break room or on lunch break, and they're taking their tablet and their mobile phone with them, and they're still working. And again, that's a good thing for businesses that these people want to be that productive for you and get their work done. You have to challenge your IT departments to make sure that they are up to date with who's using what device, when, how, where, the whole nine yards. If you have a good mobile device policy and really a mobile device management tool, it's going to dictate what, and I hate using that word, but that's the only word I can think of, but it's going to measure and dictate what devices can go on, when, how, what operating system that they're using, you know, what files can they access, the whole nine yards, okay? So, you know, I'm trying to really, really be nice here, but there's just some idiotic things that people do, and some IT departments see it and some don't, but it's really the upper management. It's your responsibility. You know, if you have a CIO, if you have a COO, or even a CEO, it's your responsibility to make sure that you take care of this. At the end of the day. And honestly, anyone who's incompetent in trying to make this happen, you need to move them somewhere else where it's not going to, because this is serious. This isn't as serious as your money. This isn't as serious as your blood, okay? This mobile security issue. And the more businesses move into the future, mobility will be the forefront of how people do work. Next thing you want to think about is what I've been harping on here is someone has to enforce this policy. You know, it's good to take the time to prepare a document that outlines policy, but you can't stop there. You have to be sure to enforce this policy. Enforce, dictate, whatever words you want to use. This is especially important for small to mid-sized businesses, particularly startups, that are sometimes guilty of being too laid back despite all the caffeine consumed at their in-office coffee bars. They're just so laid back about security. A guy used to work for me when I was a CIO. He said he used to always say this. I don't know if he originated this, but this is the first time I heard it. Years ago, way, way, way back in the 90s, he said, convenience is a poor excuse for lack of security. That was true then. That's true today. You have to make sure that the following words, I'm sorry, make the following words your mantra when it comes to enforcing this policy. No exceptions ever. Seriously. No exceptions ever. You know, seriously, 41% of small businesses have a BYOD policy in place, but 25% make exceptions to their own rules. You can't do that. You can't. You know, what's going to happen is, I'm gonna prophesize here for you. What's going to happen is you're going to listen to this show. You're going to read all the other experts out there besides myself tell you this stuff. Your own internal IT department is probably crying and begging you to get MDM software tool, whether it be cloud-based, on-premise, hybrid. And, you know, your upper management is going to think, well, they just want some more toys to play with or whatever. And you're going to be hit so hard. And if you're a small to mid-sized business, you're not going to recover like an Anthem or a Home Depot or a Sony. You're not going to recover. I can tell you that right now. If you get a data breach that's huge, like one of those guys, you're done. You're out of business. You're done. Your reputation is gone. You know, the lawsuits that you may incur, the cost to try to mitigate that issue, they're going to ruin you as a business. So as a technology prophet, if you will, for those who don't take heed to my advice, other experts' advice about being serious about mobile security, you're going to go out of business immediately if you stay that way, because attackers are not just attacking large businesses. They're going through smaller businesses, especially about 100 employees or less. Huge target. Huge, huge target. You know, I know of a organization who admitted to me, he was a top-level executive, too. He said, we're so lax when it comes to security. It's ridiculous. And he laughed at it. He laughed about it. You know, I was floored. I was floored that he could actually laugh about that. But, you know, I don't think it was a laughter of lack of understanding or care, but he laughed at it almost as if to say, there's nothing I can do about it anyway. They're going to get me even if I put something in place. Because surely Anthem has something in place, right? Surely Sony has something in place, right? Surely Home Depot had something. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. I'm on a network called Ariba Discovery. If you're in business and you're looking for quality customers, or you're in business and you're looking for quality vendors, you pay a good penny for this, but it's worth it. For if nothing else, the educational factor of seeing what businesses are looking for and being able to practice your proposals to them to see how they respond. I've had requests from the Ohio State University, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, some of the largest companies in the world. Now, Home Depot reached out to me, and I take it that they think that I'm just too small for them. But you have to think about it. There's not a huge conglomerate usually of attackers working together on one particular project. It's usually one or a couple of people who break into these systems. So all you big companies out there, I can just tell you, don't overlook some of these talented IT security experts out here who have a single presence. You know, they have no employees or working by themselves, or they're outsourcing like the help desk and things of that nature. You know, cut it out. Just stop it and look to the root of the problem. You know, you're not looking to get in bed with all of these people all the time. You're just looking for a fix. But if you take heed to what I'm telling you right now, you're going to run into the right organization, whether it be a one-man show or whether it be a huge conglomerate that can help you. But at the same time, if you don't have anything in place, like Home Depot didn't, Ace didn't, I forget the other company I was going to think of, but I said it already more than once, but you'll know what I'm talking about. These folks who are looking to break into your system to retrieve data are small. Small and agile and fast. However, if you have the mobile device security policy is really for your employees, okay, to follow, to understand the dictates of how you're going to do this. And an MDM solution is going to help protect you against outside attackers. But believe it or not, your biggest threat to security in an organization is inside. It's with your employees making mistakes, IT people who don't take care of their, your technology properly, and there's system glitches, or IT people who are not educated properly because you refuse to send them to any training, get them certified because you're afraid you're going to lose them. You know, whatever the case may be, it's internal. Ask any security expert in the world, where do most data security issues begin and usually end? It's internal. And these hackers, recently Google had an issue where if you wanted to make your domain private, like a lot of people do, and it keeps all that sensitive information that you want to keep private for whatever reason, Google allowed a mistake that luckily a good guy found and exposed. And I posted something about that today on Twitter and also in my LinkedIn. But Google. So it's not because a company is so big, you automatically assume that they're secure. That's not the point. People are people. I don't care if they work in a multi-billion-dollar corporation or a $100,000 corporation. People are people, and they're going to make these mistakes. But if you have a good policy in place, a solid policy, and a good MDM tool, a very solid MDM tool, you're going to minimize your risks significantly. Okay? So that brings me to my next point. Train your employees. Don't be a cheapskate. Send, you know, even if you have to send one person to be trained properly, then they can come back and so you train the trainer, right? I mean, a BYOD plan has no chance of succeeding unless it is properly communicated to the users. You know, it's important that each employee recognizes his or her responsibilities and the repercussions of failing to follow these security rules. Oh, my corporate culture, I don't want to mess it up. No one wants to mess up their corporate culture. But on the other hand, your corporate culture is being messed up by people who are being rude and selfish and not following the plan. So you're messing it up for everybody else. Okay? So the best defense against cybercrime will always be a knowledgeable and conscientious employee. Internal ignorance, I don't know what the word I want to use, but internal, you know, a lot of, here's what you're going to hear from employees. Oh, I'm tired of changing my password. Oh, why do we have to make such, you know, encrypted passwords? Don't we have a firewall? Don't we have intrusion detection? Don't we have intrusion prevention? Don't we have this? Don't we have the yada yada? Wow. I mean, seriously. Seriously. In the age of things, of microwave mentality, when things are so quick, people will complain about changing your password every 90 days or 60 days because it's too inconvenient. I don't want to make a complicated password because it's too inconvenient. It simply does not make any sense to me. It really doesn't make any sense to me. So training the employees, okay? BYOD can give any organization, big or small, a competitive advantage. Harnessing the power of BYOD by planning ahead and sticking to your plan is going to be your key. I talked to a financial institution not too long ago, and I was doing a pre-audit. So we sat down and talked about what we wanted to cover, and, you know, non-disclosures and all that good jazz. And not once did I mean, they were concerned about every other piece of security, but not once did they even mention mobile security. Now, obviously, I don't expect them to know everything, or else they wouldn't need to have called me. But it goes to show you that most people take their mobile device as their own personal device, and it really has nothing to do with work, right? Sure it does. It has a lot to do with work. I mean, BYOD in itself, though, is on the rise for small businesses. I think 89% of people who work in small businesses would be challenged without their mobile device. 93% consider mobility an important piece of their business this coming year. This is 2015 and beyond. 42% would be, I got the statistics wrong, 42% would be challenged without mobile devices. The 89% consider ability to work remotely important, right? 34% couldn't survive without a mobile device. I mean, they can survive, obviously, but you know what I mean. They couldn't survive in, as far as a workforce. And 32% aren't sure if mobile data is secure. But only 22% of small businesses have a BYOD policy in place. 22%. That just floors me. That really does. It just floors me. Well, look, I'm going to take this time to plug in an educational series that I'm going to be starting here, I think next week. I have to check. It's going to be on a lot of different topics, but mainly the three different areas are going to be how do we even pick a mobile device management tool? How do you make sure that that vendor you pick is aligned with your business objectives? You know, I think they're calling it customer vendor alignment. You know, and that's one of the things that I specialize in is making sure that your vendors, your IT vendors, let me be specific here, your IT vendors align with your focus as a healthcare. And I'm doing this for healthcare and banking, by the way. Anyone can listen in and because the principles can apply, but I'm specifically grew up in healthcare and banking. Or I'm not grew up, but working with healthcare and banking. So the next topic or part of the other topic will be IT governance. You know, how do you make sure employees and senior management work together as a team to provide the best inbreed security of your data? And then the third topic, of course, is data security itself. You know, how do you prevent data breaches? How do you stay in compliance? How do you do those things? So I'm going to be doing a free educational series. I'm going to be using Microsoft Link. So I'll have a registration page on my website. And if you're interested, you can go to it. And one of the topics is going to be, you know, how do you the right mobile device management vendor that aligns with your business objectives, you know, how do you implement that mobile device management tool within your BYOD policy? You know, how do you get the users to buy in? How do you get employees to use the technology? You know, again, corporate culture is very important, but at the same time, people who want to do the right thing are going to work within the system to make sure everybody is safe, including the employees, the customers, shareholders, partners, things of that nature. And then how do you ensure the data security of your mobile device management policy, your mobile device management tool, the devices that you use? I mean, we're going to cover all of those topics. We're also going to be talking about, you know,
HIPAA compliance, Sarbanes-Oxley, FINRA, all those different compliance that are related to like high tech, related to healthcare and banking, and how your IT plays an important role in your customer vendor alignment, your IT governance, and your data security. So those are going to be some of the things that I'll be talking about. It'll be a free educational webinar online. So I'd love to get your feedback. Thinking about doing it in the mornings. 1 o'clock for my studies, 1 o'clock, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when I usually do these shows. So it'll probably be in the morning times, maybe 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'd love to hear from you. You know, go check me out on LinkedIn. Connect with me. I want to connect with you, especially if you're in the healthcare and banking industry, or if you're in an IT department, IT department manager. Let me just set the record straight. I do not work against IT people, IT departments. I don't come into an organization looking to remove you from your IT department or to remove you from your job. I come to actually help IT departments. I serve as a virtual CIO that helps banks and healthcare organizations with customer vendor alignment, IT governance, and data security. That's what I specialize in, okay? As simple as that. And what's covered under that are, you know, compliance, data breach protection, setting up service desks, help desks if you don't have them already, helping you with the process and the workflow, helping you make decisions, helping you offload some of the work. I can put a help desk in your organization temporarily until you build your own, or permanently if that's what you want to do. You know, I'm going to help you match your current and future business needs with the right technology vendor solutions. I'm going to help you with planning policies and procedures to increase productivity, prevent data breaches, and fulfill legislative compliance. I'm going to help you with implementing reliable backup and disaster recovery plans for true business continuity. That's what I do. So I work with IT departments. So I just want to make that clear, because I've been to a few meetings and talked to a few IT people, and they seem a little nervous, and they don't have to seem nervous. I'm there to make you look like the hero, actually. I don't care if I get any credit. I just want to get paid. But anyway, if you can spread the word, tell your friends about my free educational series. Also, and that'll be coming up next week. Just keep an eye out on my my webpage, my LinkedIn, and all my social media. I'll be putting it out there. But also, I'm going to be, if you're a nonprofit organization, specifically a volunteer organization like the Red Cross, United Way, or housing authorities and things of that nature, I'm going to be speaking in May the 13th about cybersecurity. If you can, it's based in North Carolina, though, so this is a North Carolina thing. It's going to be here in Wilmington, North Carolina. So check out my social media. Hook up with me on LinkedIn, and let's chat. Let's have a conversation. Let's see how we can help each other out. I want to thank you. I'll be starting round 4 of this 6-part series on Monday, so I look to hear from you. Any questions or any comments, please send them my way. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys, and be safe out there. Have a great weekend, and happy Friday.